Uye tirikunyatsoona
kuti
magadziriro econvention yedu arikuinda achisimba.
We are certainly looking forward to the convention.
Tirikutarisira zvikuru convention iyoyo.
And we want to make sure end of the service we make our collection towards
that.
This has nothing to do with the monthly contributions.
Collection yatiri kuitai iri pamusoro pemari iya yatiri kubvisa pamwedzi wega wega.
Anybody who doesn't know our venue?
Pana sata akuziya kuti convention iri kuitirwa kupi?
We're glad everybody. Oh, you don't know my brother. Okay, City Sports.
Convention in Shakeru City Sports Center.
City Sports. Kuseri kwe showground.
It will be at City Sports Center right behind the showgrounds.
Amen. Abana no rova ikoko. Chazukupai program yacho yekuti every day my service danenga kamira sei.
No one will miss a service there. Will give you the program so that you get to know the services, how they will be arranged.
But our services, we've got two services every day. Amen. Morning and afternoon, not morning and evening. Morning and afternoon. By 6 o'clock, we must be through with the second service. Although that's a lot of pressure for the ones that's cooking and serving lunch, but we just want to make sure we keep that part of time. Our announcements took a bit of time today, but it was necessary. We now want to stand for a scripture reading.
Tatorangu watshipa zviviso asi zvanga zvakakodzera tisimuke tiverenge shoko.
Did you enjoy the brass band too?
Maropa fadzere ne brass band.
Amen. We want to make sure we support them.
Toda kutsigira brass band redu.
Amen. If you want to come during their practices and just to come in ululate, it's all right.
Kana uchida kuuya panguva yavanenge vachiita practice.
But I think they don't need you to disturb them. Otherwise you might know who makes mistakes and who was reprimanded and everything. Amen. We want to leave the rest of the time for the preaching of the word. We trust it won't be too long this morning. Amen.
We'd
like to read two portions of scripture from the book of Hebrews in chapter
10.
And also we read Genesis in chapter
3.
Chapter 10 of Hebrews, I'm reading 19
and
up to
24.
Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. By a new and living way which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh.
And
having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
Ngatiswederei nomoyo wazvokwadi nokutenda kwakasimba. Moyo yedu yakasaswa kuti inatswe pahana yakaipa. Nemiviri yedu yakashambidzwa
Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised.
Ngatichengetedze kwazvo kupupura kwetariro yedu kuti irege kuzununguka nokuti iye wakapikira wakatendeka.
And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works.
Ngati rangariranei uye timutsane moyo kuti tive nerudo nemabasa akanaka.
Genesis chapter 3.
Chinoona Genesis 3.
Amen. And verse 8 to 11. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden.
Vakanzwa inzwi raJehovha Mwari achifamba mumunda kotonhora madekwana. Murume nomukadzi wake ndokuwanda pamberi paJehovha pakatemiti.
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?
Mwari ndokuti ndiani kwakudza kuti hauna kusimira wadya kani muti uya wandakakurayira kuti urege kudya.
Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. May be seated.
Ishe vakomborere kuverenga kweshoko ravo tigarai pasi.
Amen. There's a song that we normally would sing. There's a precious hiding place. Amen. So we believe there's a precious hiding place where we can all go into and we can hide. Amen. And we want to speak here for a short time on accessing the life into the inner veil.
Toda kutaura pano pamusoro pechidzidzo chinoti kuwana kana kusvasvavira upenyu uri seri kwechidzitiro.
Amen. Because the lives are different.
Nekuti upenyu hwacho hwakasiyana.
Amen. So in the Old Testament, if the high priest had to go into the inner veil,
kana muprista mukuru aienda seri kwechidzitiro chomukati,
Holy of Holies,
munzvimbo tsvene-tsvene,
which we knew it was once a year,
tinoziva kuti aizviita izvozvo kamwe pagore,
Leviticus 17,
muna Leviticus 17,
the Day of Atonement,
zuva reyananiso,
amen, when he would go and all Israel was gathered by the temple, by the tabernacle. And the priests were in the holy place doing the work in the tabernacle. The high priest once a year knew the access. Is that right? He would dress properly according to the law of Moses. He would perfume himself according to the law of Moses. And he would put pomegranate bells at the bottom of his skirt according to the law of Moses. Then he would walk into the Holy of Holies, but with blood in his inner
person.
Amen. So, but as he will be going, he must have a rope around his waist. And this rope could be found outside the veil.
So,
as he was walking into the veil, the bells at the skirt of his garments could be heard all the time ringing. And the prophet was saying, the bells were ringing, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Amen. And when he goes inside there, he would dip his right finger into the basin, and he would sprinkle the blood 7 times onto the mercy seat. The blood speaks about life. Amen. So the mercy seat was the presence of the Lord. And life had to be ministered. And the rest of the people were hearing. They had to intently listen to the sound of the bells of the one that has gone inside. And as long as the bells are ringing, everybody is happy. Amen. But if the high priest goes in there with strange fire,
and
wrong life, amen, the bells will stop ringing. Because the man has gone in there with the wrong life. The reason why the bell stopped ringing is because the man falls dead. Amen. Because God did not permit any kind of a life to walk into the veil. So once they hear that the bells are no longer ringing because a man is dead, the priest will hold the part of rope that is outside the curtain and pull it out. Pull the man out. Because they were not allowed to go in there to collect him. But they had to pull him out. A few people died. In the Old Testament we read, some of the sons of Aaron died because they went in with strange fire. Amen. But remember, that was a type of what is going to happen in this day. Amen. We are priests. Every one of us, God has made us kings and priests unto him. It's not certain of our people, but all of us, by a new birth, he makes you a king and a priest. Is that right? This is in the book of Revelation. Though the brothers are going to quickly bring it up here. Chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. Amen. And this is on verse 5, huh? Oh, yeah. Right. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his blood.
Nokuna Jesu Kristu chapupu chakatendeka. Dangwe kwa kafa. Mubati we madzishe enyika. Kuna iyo wakatida akatisuka kufapa zvivi zvedu neropa rake.
Verse 6 is what I want.
Verse 6 ndiyo yatirikuda.
Amen. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever.
Akatiita madzimambo nevaprisita kuna Mwari nababa vake. Kwaari ngakuve kubwinya nesimba nokusingaperi. Amen.
I want you to watch this scripture and think about the Old Testament. Amen. Do you know the tribe where kings came out of? Judah. Is that right? Kings came from Judah. By birth. Is that right? Priests came from Levi. By birth. Amen. So when you are born Levite and then meet all the necessary conditions, you might be one of the priests. But the important thing here is by birth. Even today, if you must be a king, it must be by birth. Amen. Even in the different tribes. Is that right? It doesn't matter how much you want to be a king. You cannot buy position. This is different from head of state. You must win elections. Is that right? But to be a king, you must be born in the right tribe. Amen. It is by birth. Amen. And it must be coming right in the rounds, and then it is the right home. Is that right? So the issue is by birth. So in the kingdom of God, if you must have authority like a king, it must be by new birth. Amen. So new birth is what determines whether you are a king or a priest. Is that right? And from henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Old Testament, yes.
Old Testament,
but New Testament is no longer by flesh. Where, which tribe you were born under and everything else, but now it's new birth. Is that right? So when you are born again, you have got a lot of a big package in your inheritance. Is that true? Naturally,
panyama,
the kind of inheritance you have depends on your parents. Is that true? If they got nothing, it means you got nothing. All you are inheriting is the name. Finish. You didn't choose parents, is that right? Amen. You found yourself in the family and born in there. So whatever the parents have, naturally, that's part of your inheritance. Is that true? Amen. So new birth also has got the same laws that follow with it. It all depends on what your father has. And the prophet tells us, every birth There's a father that is responsible. The father is involved in that kind of birth. So if you're born again by the Spirit of God, then we know you got some inheritance. Amen. Reserved in heavens for you, waiting to be revealed in the last days. A place where there's no rust, where there's no moth. But it is all waiting for you to be shown out in this last day. Are we in the last days? Amen. Do you merit the inheritance? It's yours because of the new birth. Amen. So, if you are born again, you have got a right to claim every redemptive inheritance.
It's
God given. We don't give it to
you,
but you must have it. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, this morning, we want to treat a situation which involves us. We experience it. And many times we do not know why we are experiencing that. Amen. You know, sometimes with our children, in our different homes, a situation happens. And one of the people, father, mother, or the children, they go into real tantrums. They want to beat everybody around. If you are too close, you are in trouble. If you are far away, they get all the plates and they throw them down. Or they tear their clothes. And they might kick the wardrobe and pull out all the clothes and burn them in a fit of rage. Or they tell you off. Some of the issues that they were never free to talk about, but in that fit of rage, they will tell you everything. You know, some people say, I want to tell that man that thing, but I can't tell him when I'm sober. I better drink, then I can tell him when I'm drunk. Am I talking about situations you know? Are you involved? Are you one of them? I've got a solution for you. I believe Almighty God is going to help us. Amen. You talk to your wife. You're busy discussing something. And you don't agree. You bang the door and you're out. You go to look for women out there. Is that the solution? That's not it. Or maybe he has said something to you and you don't like it. You quickly rise up from the sofa where you were seated and discussing. And you go to the kitchen, you are busy now on plates. And you are singing. our Christian songs
with
your rage. Whom are you singing for? Do you think God is hearing that? You don't know what to do. You sit down, you stand up. You put water in the bathtub. You know, you don't know whether you want to bath or you want to run away. And you are making lots of sounds with your mouth. These are things that's happening. Amen. When a lot of pressure comes around you, or somebody does something that you don't want, the devil forces you to do certain things. Is that right? But the prophet told us, when you are under pressure, don't you ever make a decision. Don't do anything. Wait.
Usaita chimwe chinhu. Mira.
Wait.
Mira.
Let all the dust settle.
Imborega mvura dzimboterama.
Amen. Then you pray.
Kana zvadaro onamata.
So that God will give you the right decision.
Kuti Mwari vakupe sarudzo yakakodzera yekuita.
Some people can strike very easy. Pastor did not shake my hands last week. I want to doze right in front of him. On purpose. So that he can ask me, sister, why were you
doing this? Who are you fixing by doing that?
Kana.
Maybe whilst you are dozing, I've not even seen you.
I'm looking at others, that's looking at me. Okay? It's just an example, right?
I'm not saying,
I don't believe people do that. But I'm talking about people that resort to the wrong action. As a way of venting out their displeasure. I don't want to go to church again. They didn't give me bus fare last week. Stay with your money. I don't want to go to church.
You are not angry at the deacons.
No. The devil is happy to receive you and your actions.
Diaboros ari kutofara kukugamuchira iwe nezvauri kuita.
Is that right? Yes. Mama tells you to do something and you don't want it.
Mai vari kukuudza kuti ita ichi iwe hausi kuda kuita zvauri kuudzwa.
And you take your phone, you sit and bask in the sun and you are busy texting other people.
Wakutora foni yako, wakutoenda panze kunozambira zuva.
That action is wrong. Amen. Now look here, brethren. I might not be able to go into your different areas. Because I don't know. Amen. But you already know what I'm talking about. And already I might have knocked at your door and you know exactly the situation that's around you.
Amen.
Amen. But the whole idea is you are outside the curtain. It's a behavior of the people that's outside the curtain. Is that right? Somebody tells you, brother, we don't do these things like this, like this. Sister, we don't do this.
Ah, sister, is ratiti takadai.
Look here, it's my money, I buy what I want. I buy a dress that I want. These issues about height and transparency, it's up to you. It's my money. You don't give me money. Sure, it's not my money. But we're helping you to make it on that day. Is that right? So, the real reason is you have not gone inside. The life inside the curtain and the life outside the curtain are different.
How
many of you remember this story Brother Bram spoke about this lady who was married to a drunken man? Okay. This man, drunken man, told his friends, I know one Christian. Other people might tell everybody else that they are Christians, but me, I know one. And that one is my wife. Hey, brother, isn't that good? For your husband or your wife to say, I know one Christian and that is my partner. And they say, are you sure? Say, yeah, we want to go and prove it. And he tells them how they must behave. Amen. Says, when we get there, let's talk rubbish. And let's just pretend drunk. And when she fries your eggs or whatever, throw it away. I want you to see her behavior. Amen. And they did it. And they got home. And this woman asked, well, how do you want your eggs done?
So.
And she did according to their taste. This one says there's too much salt here. You burnt mine, you did. And they were all complaining. It's okay, I'm going to fix another one. And she went ahead, fixed another one. And collected all the rubbish. And cleaned it away. Must Jesus bear his cross alone. You know the song? Not in a fit of rage. But she was in the spirit. And she did it nicely. When everything was finished. Remember they were playing drunk. But now they came back and says, no. Sister, we're very sorry about that.
Sister,
amen. And they told the husband, you were right. Amen. This woman is a Christian. But many of you sisters, you know this story. So when your husband complains about your cooking, why are you throwing the plate into his face? But when you mention the story, you said amen. So your behavior in church and the behavior at home is different. Do you know why? You're outside the veil. But inside the veil, there is a different life altogether. Is that right? This woman we're talking about was inside the veil. There is no physical way for you to know that this one is inside or outside.
Is
that right? The only way you know is the behavior. The reaction to an action. May God help us. Amen. Something was spoken about in church. Say, we don't want this, we don't want this. We don't want stiletto. We don't want this and that. But next Sunday, they bring one that is much taller than what he was describing. Almost tiptoeing to church. Why? She wants to prove you have nothing to do with my church. Do you know what? We don't care. But the problem is you're outside. We want to encourage you to live inside. Amen. That is a place where the glory of God will never fade. Amen. Many of you, maybe you must have seen some little clips about girls remaining home with children and what they do to them. And some of you brothers at work, because you don't have enough money at home, or maybe your wife is complaining too much, you are a boss at work, but where is the money, so, and you go steal money.
Kudai mama mabraga muri kumabasa uko mudzimai ari kunyunyuta kumba mari haisi kukwana braga muri bosi kubasa ko mari yacho ndeipi medziro yacho kupedzira waba
outside
ukaona wadaro uri panze.
I want to encourage you to come inside.
Ndiruda kukukurudzira kuti upinde mukati.
There's a life in there that is different.
Pane upenyu uri mukati wakasiyana.
Different from everybody else. Now, I'm not talking to people that's just coming to church. I'm talking to people, even them that has been 20 years in the message. Plus. Amen. But their life is raw. They are unapproachable. Because the moment you try to say something, say, watch. That's their life. And they cannot move from outside the curtain to go inside the curtain. Because they feel that they've got a certain kind of atmosphere around them that will never permit them to go inside. Some people don't even know whether they're living inside or outside. It's very easy. You praise the Lord. I want you to show me where I am living. Amen. If you are outside, you know what he's going to do. Somebody is going to come and step on your toes. Right there. Right there.
Ipapo.
Shabani gets to be cloudy.
Shabani adzora mwando.
Then he's going to phone everybody in church. And tell all the WhatsApp groups. And even the ones that they don't know, please pass this around. Because they must know that this brother is wrong. How can he come and step on my toes? You know what? That action you are doing, it's a sign to us that this guy is raw and is outside. But a true Christian is not affected by what people are saying or doing. Are you getting that, brother, sister? If everybody in church is dozing, they say, me. Even if I'm coming from an all-night prayer meeting, I will never do
it.
I know my God. Even if people don't shake your hands. Amen. It doesn't matter. Is that right? You know whom you believe. Amen. If your husband doesn't give you the money, amen, you won't tell him there's no food for you tonight. I'm not even going to greet you when you come back from work. I'm not even going to bat the children. I want you to see that things are bad here. I also won't bat. Because I want you to know, you don't want to give me money.
When you are like that, you are now demonstrating.
But those things, though it might affect you and him, but you must know that there is somebody else that you are not seeing right there. That you are demonstrating again. Sister, are you in service? Let me tell you something. The way you are treating your husband, he might not beat you, he might not answer back, but I want you to know that's exactly how you are treating Almighty God. The one that responds from your to your behavior is Almighty God. Is that true? You have got to know that. Amen. May God help us with the kind of behaviors we are doing. Amen. Because Christianity is living for somebody else. And the one that you are living for has got God on the inside. Did you know that? We are many times deceived by the face of the person you are looking at. But do you know that God lives on the inside? You might hate him, you might hate her, but you must know that inside that mother, inside that man, inside that girl, God is dwelling there. Did you know that? Just look around yourself. And imagine that this brother here, God is dwelling in this one. In this one. Yes. But that is true. Amen. The Bible tells us that God has different kinds of mansions. Dwelling place. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. I was reading, Brother Branham was saying, I cannot imagine that me, I go to heaven. I see lots of houses. Real houses made of mortar. And walking into heaven, I see there's roads here, and there's a house here, there's another one, and somebody's dwelling there. Then it's a poor constructor. It's not houses like that. In my Father's house are many mansions. There are many kinds of tabernacles. When this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, there is another one waiting for me. Is that right? He is a God of variety. Some of the mansions are big and tall. Some of the mansions are so small and thin. Is it a mansion? I got a mansion. Amen. I'm looking for Sister Mavunga. Where is she? Oh, she is not around. Okay. She normally sings about a mansion. Amen. Do you have a mansion? Do you have a theophany body waiting for you? Amen. He says it is standing before God and giving testimony to God. If you are a believer, you got a theophany body waiting for you. Amen. When this life is over, the one who is dwelling in you is going to jump. And he is going into this other mansion. It's a relay. Hallelujah. From this one to another one. Then you must know there's somebody who is dwelling in you. Is that right? And if he is dwelling in you, you show the behavior of the one that is dwelling in you. The prophet says, when your behavior is changing, it's a sign that another occupant is in you. Is that right? Yes. We want to have the right occupant living in you. The life inside the veil is different from the one outside. You can never be the same. Do you remember the rod of Aaron? When it was placed in the Hall of Holies, when they pulled it out, it was no longer a rod again. It was a whole big branch with leaves, with bark, flower and almond. And you can never remain the same. When you are placed in the Holy of Holies, even if your husband is beating you every day, you won't say, today I'm going to beat you. You're outside. But the one that is inside the veil will never want revenge. Amen. This body wants to revenge. This body, it wants action. Yeah. This body, it will say, you can't do that to me. You have never known me. No. We are believers. We want to live inside the veil. Outside the veil, the sun is shining. And you are affected. Outside the veil, it's very cold. You are affected. It's windy, you are affected. They are making noise, you are affected. Because you are together with everybody else. Is that right? So when you are changing, but because of situations, there's something wrong. But the moment you go behind the veil and you drop the veil behind you, no more sunshine. Amen. You don't know about half moon, full moon, or
no moon.
Whether it is windy, you don't know because you are inside. You are not affected. But what are you seeing when you are inside? Everything is gold. Is that right? The cherubims are gold. The mercy seat is gold. Is that right? Everything, the golden pot is gold. Because you have gone inside. Amen. So your language changes when you are inside the veil. Is that true? Yes. When you walk outside there, you greet somebody, the next thing is, hey, it's cold today. It's colder than yesterday. You are outside. When it rains, hey, today is raining. Let's run away. Why? You're outside. When it is windy, you can't walk straight because of your dresses and everything. It's windy. Your behavior is determined by the weather on the outside. But when you are inside, amen, you are not affected by the atmospheres on the outside. Hey, brother, sister. This is what we're looking at. May God help us that our women, our husbands, men, boys and girls, amen, may they have a life that is unaffected. Amen. Everybody is talking about their WhatsApp and their Facebook. And they say, how do you join? Please, help me. Because all these stories they're talking about, I don't know. Your language changes. You're not talking about up and down. When you're inside the veil, you've got a different language altogether. Is that right? This is what we're talking about. You must decide not to be affected by these things that's happening on the outside. But there's only one way you can do it. Accept a new birth. The issue of new birth has nothing to do with the age limit. You can be born again when you're
90.
And receive the Holy Ghost at 90. You can receive the Holy Ghost even at
5.
Any age. You can make a decision. I want that thing called new birth. Because I don't want to be affected again. Is
that
right? Do you know why some people are suffering from blood pressure, high blood pressure? The prophet says, a whole big percentage of our sicknesses is all because of temper. Temper. And that temper is making sure that you will never rest. And it is taking away your money by prescriptions. Why don't you forget about it? Relax. Why did he do that? Why did she do that to me? Why are they saying things like this? I don't want to. You almost want to box. And the one that wants to box, brother, is so thin like this. You wonder where the power will come from. Temper. But God is able to remove that from you. Is that right? Some of your children have got wounds because of your temper. Yeah. How are you going to rub it off? Because you pushed them and they fell and they broke their arm because of your temper. Amen. God is able to remove that. Amen. And you are able to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And bells are ringing all the time. With holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. And you have got nice perfume. Not the one that you bought from the shops. An anointing from the Almighty. And everybody wants to be close to you. May God help us. We need him. Amen. In this life. I want to read a quote from Enactment. Paragraph 98 and 99. Amen. Oh, there at Jerusalem, as it was at that day, when all men ought to come to Jerusalem to work, to worship. Why did they do it in the days of Jesus? Why did they say all men should worship at Jerusalem? For there is only one place that God will fellowship with man. That is under the blood of the sacrifice. That's the reason they had to come to Jerusalem. Because there was a tabernacle there. It's under the sacrifice. Amen. God will never meet with men nowhere else but under the blood. When you turn the blood down, then your meeting place with God has been taken away. God made his first decision in the Garden of Eden. Amen. That men would only worship him under the shed blood of the sacrifice.
And that's
the only place that God met with man.
And that's
the only place that God ever did meet with
man.
Shed blood.
Is that
right? And that is speaking about Jesus Christ. Amen. So olden days they must meet at Jerusalem because that's where the sacrifices were made. And God was happy when he sees the sacrifice. Do you remember when Adam fell? God had to make a relationship back again with him again. And the only way he did was he had to kill a lamb. Amen. So when God saw the blood, his relationship with men is done. Is that right? And that was a shadow. Amen. Of the real blood of the true lamb. That is going to be shed on the cross of
Calvary.
Is that true? And the whole idea of a sacrifice was an exchange of life. Amen. That you take the life of the sacrifice and you give your life back. So the Old Testament, the life of a lamb could not come on a man. Is that right? But in the New Testament, the blood of God has got the life of God at the back. And that is the life we get when we accept the sacrifice. Is that true? We accept it so that you might have his life. And he does not dwell outside the veil. But he dwells inside the veil. Is that true? And this is what we want. Fellowship by redemption. 104.
Paragraph 104.
Now, in the beginning,
Pamavambo,
when God made men to worship him
and
live,
ararame,
God taking care of him,
munu,
fed him,
achimpachekutu.
Men had a perfect fellowship with God. There was nothing wrong.
Panga pasina changa chisiri munzvimbo.
God came down in the evening and talk to Adam and
Eve.
What a beautiful picture. No harm. Nothing could harm them. No sickness could ever come to them. Amen. But they didn't even know what sickness was. They didn't know what old age was. They didn't know what being hurt was. They couldn't be hurt. They were in the presence of the omnipotent powers of God, which held them in control and guided them by his spirit. There was nothing could harm them. Amen. If you'd ever think, I believe if this little group of believers this morning could ever one time lay aside every thought, get down to the fact to know that the great Jehovah God that created you in the beginning is in his position. Place today. Amen. Here in this tabernacle, at the heart of every believer, you believe
it?
Now, in the beginning, when God came down in the evening,
amen,
talked to Adam and Eve in the cool of the day, and his great voice whispered to them, and they had fellowship, love one another. How the moving of the Spirit went through the bushes. The lions came up, the tigers, all of them, and worshiped the Lord. Man was conscious at all times that his presence was with him. Hallelujah. Now I want you to notice this, brother
sister.
God will come to Adam and Eve. Cool of the day, evening time. When day's work and everything is over. Then he'll come down and have fellowship with them. I want you to know what that means. It's a place of fellowship. Not a geographical place. It's an atmosphere where God and his children, Adam and Eve, will meet and fellowship in an atmosphere. Amen. God wants you today to have fellowship with you again in the same manner. It's not a geographical place. Amen. It's a dimension where you have got to move up into there, and God comes down and has fellowship with you. Is that true? But when Adam fell,
as Adam bagadona,
it was the same Eden where he was. The same geography where he was. But the Bible says he fell.
As Bible,
it was not falling like going down like this. He went away from the atmosphere. He was no longer in the place of fellowship. You see, when God has fellowship with you, you assume a certain dimension. And you are right in that place. And you're having fellowship with God. And you must remain in that place. Amen. Do you know? Night and day is not different from God. He sees all the time. Whether it is dark, he is seeing. Whether it is twilight, he can see. And many times we think that God is like a man who gets blind when it is dark. But God sees all
things.
Therefore, you can't hide nothing. But you remain in that atmosphere. Is that right? Whether it is light, whether it is dark, whether people don't love you, whether situations are different, remain in there and have fellowship with God all the time. Is that right? Some people are Christians month end only. Because they've got the money, they can buy whatever kind of food they want, then they are happy. We are Christians. Mama, daddy, children, they can talk. They can enjoy. But a few weeks after that, when money is no longer in the home, it's no longer balancing, that's the time when they're beginning to scratch one another. Amen? But brother, whether it's month end or beginning of the month, middle part of the month, you must remain a Christian. Whether there's food in the home. Whether there's no food in the home. You must be Christian. Whether brothers are happy with you or not. You must be Christian. In fact, the right time for you to show whether you are a Christian is or not is when things are tough. Amen. That is the time when you must show that you are a Christian. Is that right? Yes, my brother. That is the time. When she burns that meat, that's the time we must see whether you're a Christian or not. Right? When she doesn't iron her clothes properly, that's the time we must see what you are made up of. Is that right? When things are tough, when the relationship is going shallow. Amen. That is the time when you must show that you are a Christian. Because being a Christian does not mean that I'm in the message. Remember, I'm talking to people that's in the message. I'm talking to people that's in the message. Who hit their wives. Who beat their husbands. Hey. You think it's only men that's beating their wives, huh? I'm talking about women that beat their wives. Even when PA system is not doing right. Amen. We must be Christians. And listen to the message. Don't listen to that. You listen to the word of God. Amen. Praise be the name of the Lord. Is the Lord wonderful? Do you love Him? Do you need Him? Amen. We want to live inside the veil. Amen. That's the place we want to live. Amen. Oh, brother, let's just push a little bit. Israel and the church. 185. Now, what's that got to do with Pentecost? When they are all eating that good manna and screaming and shouting and carrying on out there like a bunch of drunk people. Why? Someone said, what can we do? Peter said, repent, every one of you. And be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. For the remission of your sins. For you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Brother, hallelujah. Every man that meets God's condition and becomes a priest to come in behind the veil and separate himself from the world. Receives not only a mouthful, but a heart full of original manna. That fell on the day of Pentecost. Not something looks like it, but some of the real thing. Hallelujah. Glory to God, right? There they went, just moving on. How long is it going to last? Until Jesus comes. The manna lasted until they hit the other land. Amen. And got some of the old corn. Is that right? Do you see What the prophet is comparing here with? The priest in the olden day. When he is becoming a priest, they are given the original manna. And they will eat of the original manna. So that they know what exactly it was. But the Christian today does not have to eat natural manna. But he must be baptized with the original Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. With the original Holy Ghost that fell on the day of Pentecost. Is that right? And when that happens to you, then what was pushing Peter and Paul and all the apostles begins to push you also. Are you getting that? Yes. What was pushing them begins to push you over. Because we are supposed to write another book of Acts. How do you write the book of Acts? By the same Holy Ghost. And the same behavior. These signs shall follow them that believe. It's a requirement of the end time. We want to see that in you. Amen. Daniel wanted to live that kind of life. When he saw you in vision, he says, Lord, I want to live in that day. But God says, no, Daniel. Go thy way. This is for the end time. Because men and women of the end time are going to perform exploits. We want to show them that it's us that's living in the end time. Amen. That we are not affected by how many Jezebels are on the road. We are not affected by how many kind of beard styles these guys are having these days. I'm trying to check.
Amen.
Wow. Flamboyant.
Alright.
But unfortunately, sisters get affected. That they pull it like this. And meet another one coming from here. Brother, and they begin to swallow.
Sister, one go to mate.
And they're hoping and trusting that guy is going to say hello.
You're
outside. Come inside. You won't even see that. That won't even affect you. Men are affected by the color of the stuff on the mouth. They get affected. Can you imagine? A whole big man with family. He sees a woman with paint on the lips. And he's glued on that one like a bird. That he's watching at a snake. How can you do that? I hope these ladies are not bringing some of that stuff in the message. And the reason why women do that is to make sure that the men of God will
fall.
Brother, there is no man of God that will fall because of that. Because he is inside. Inside the veil. And
he
is not even affected. Amen. These things, they don't bother nothing. They will actually feel pity on you. What's wrong with this woman? What are they trying to do? And what for? You see? May God help us. A hidden life. Amen. Paragraph 27. Notice, when the high priest once a year entered in the first veil, second veil, on outside, at the lavers, where they washed the sacrifice. When the sacrifice was killed, put on the brazen altar,
he's
talking about what happens in the second court. And the blood was put in a charger, and the high priest once a year walked in behind the veil to make an atonement. And notice the dressing of the high priest. Before he could enter the veil, he had to be stripped and dressed right on to go in. That's what the church is today. What it needs is a stripping off of all these little cults and things. And dressed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And ready to enter in. His walk must be different. Along the hems of the garment, he had a pomegranate and then a bell. And as he walked, his walk was so perfect. Until the bells played, "Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord." What we need today is not whether you are assemblies or church of God or oneness or whatever it might be, a walk ought to be playing to the public, "Holy, holy, holy unto the Lord." Amen. What we need today is not about where you belong to, what you are doing, but it's your life. Amen. That must show that you are inside. May God help us. Amen. Because when you are inside, you mind what you eat. You mind how you dress. You mind how you behave. What them people would think about you when you behave that way. Amen. You are living for somebody else. Amen. Is your life worthy of the gospel? I went into a man's office here in this city, and the man is a trustee or deacon. It is in a fine church. I went in there to see that man about some business, and there is a radio over there with that rock and roll or twist or whatever it was, just as hard as it could go. And I guess there was 40 pin-ups in his office. Of nude women. Now, you can't tell me how much deacon or how much more. You let me see what you look at. But for the laptop and everything.
Let me see what you watch on your phone, on your laptop.
And what you read. Your messages.
Your message.
And the books that you hide under the mattresses. You don't want parents to see what kind of books you read? Or you don't want your husband to see what kind of books you read when he's away?
Or
what stuff you are reading when you are at work away from your wife? The prophet says, show me what you read. Show me what you look at. Amen. And the kind of music you listen to. And the crowd you associate with. And I will tell you what kind of a spirit is in you. Is that right? The kind of people, your kind of friends, will determine whether you are inside or outside. The kind of music you listen to will show whether you are outside or inside. Some people don't want other people to move into their rooms because of the kind of DVDs that they have and the kind of music that they listen to. If you're a believer, you don't eat anything.
Everything.
You don't eat everything. You don't listen to everything. You don't watch everything. Because you are a believer. Amen. You know very well that you are a son of a king. Is that right? And you don't go everywhere because you are a son of a king. Is that right? You don't just marry everybody because you are a believer. You don't marry unbeliever. Is that right? Because you are a Christian. But if you're outside the veil, then you can bump into anybody. And you can do whatever. May God have mercy. Amen. It doesn't matter what kind of job you are in. You must be a Christian. Is that right? Amen. The Bible tells us about John the Baptist. When he was preaching, tax collectors came to him and he told them what they must do. He said, soldiers came and he told them what they must do. Amen. You also must come and we'll tell you what you must do. If you got to be a believer. You don't just behave the way you want. No. If you are a believer, you must show that you are one. Is that true? If heathens are having small house, you don't have small house. You don't speak their language. If they drink sometimes, you also don't drink sometimes. No. Your life is different. Amen. I'm inviting you to get inside the hole of holiness. And I believe that Almighty God is able to help you. Amen. Power of decision. When a man went into the inner veil, the second veil, he was hid from the world. The curtains dropped around him. And when he can when we can lose ourselves in Jesus Christ, don't care what your denomination is, and then things don't bother you anymore. You are just lost in Christ. Don't care what the howling mobs around
say.
You are lost in Christ. Amen. This is where the Shekinah glory, where the light, that halo, that little ball of fire, that come in behind the altar and went down and settled on the mercy seat. Amen. Where the blood was. And there that light lit up the room. You're not depending now on sunlight. But you are depending on the light of God that is inside the veil. Now, the light in the court was the firmament. The light at the first veil was a bunch of lamps. Amen. Seven golden candlesticks. They got smoky and went out sometime. And that's the way with a man from the one revival to another revival. To another one. If he's just living in the church and having a little spot up once in a while and gets all fired up with the when the revival, but a few weeks, if they don't start another one somewhere, he goes down. Is that right? Smokes out. Oh, my church ain't having this one, and my church, you're complaining. Brother, go in the inner veil. God is the light in there. Is always the light. The Shekinah glory lit up that place and never did go out. Year after year,
gore ne gore.
And the manna never did get old. Amen. It was the same all the time. Didn't get no wiggle worms in that. But that you had to get every day. God, wiggle worms in the outside. Them who had to stay and all this, just get in with Jesus Christ one time and close the curtain down. Amen. And live till he comes after you. Amen. Can he do that for you? Yes. That's why we are here. We want to be right with God. Not with somebody else around you. We want to be right with God. We want to be closed in. And a fellowship with him. And that changes our behavior. Oh, brother, don't you like that? Amen. Do you want to refuse that other life? Where you hate brothers, or where you just sing useless songs because somebody has wronged you, where you want to go other places because brothers don't love you. It's not necessary, brother. Get inside the veil one time and enjoy the light, Shekinah glory. Amen. And you will never beat your wife again. You will never scratch the face of your wife or husband again. You won't give him conditions again. No strike again. You don't walk out on your wife again. No more small house again. But you're going to fix up. You're going to repent. And ask God to help you. So that he can open up the way for you to be going inside the Holy of Holies and live a life for him again. Is it possible? May God help us. Let's stand upon our feet. Hallelujah. May God have mercy on us. Brother, sister, I want to trust that you are not just taking this as one of the services where you got to go to church and hear the preacher preaching and you go back home. But you take it as an opportunity to make your life right again. Amen. So that some of those things that were happening in your life won't happen again. You won't live a life by tricks. A Christian life is automatic. When something happens, you don't have to decide on what you must do and what you must not do. If you are a believer, your life is the same. Hallelujah. You got to make up your mind, brother, sister. No more strike. On my husband again. If you don't do this, I will never do this. If you don't buy me a dress, I will not go to church. If you don't buy me shoes, I will never cook again. What kind of a life is that? You're not a believer at all. We're looking for believers. It doesn't matter what happens. You are a Christian despite. Is that right? We want to pray. But we'd like you to bow your head. And close your eyes. Yes, sister. You can fix that life. Brother. You are able to fix it. It is possible that you can receive the life of God. You can receive the Holy Ghost. You can ask God to come into your life. Amen. And dwell in your life. And control your life. Amen. Nothing secret again. But God alone begins to live in you, having His own abode in you. It is possible that you can live a life of God. We are talking about possible. It's a possibility. And the altar is there for you. Amen. That you can receive the Holy Ghost. The true life of God can be part of you. You can be a tabernacle where the Almighty God can come and live in you. You are able to live for God. Until Almighty God loves you so much until He wants to dwell in you and express Himself. Hallelujah. The way you behave with your neighbors, with your brothers, with your sisters, until the evil spirits won't even find room to dwell in you, because Jesus Christ makes His abode in you. This is the idea, brother. When you accept Him to live inside you, no demon power will find access to live in you again. Because the reason why you behave wrong is because you allow an evil spirit to come and live in you. But brother, sister, when you allow Almighty God to come and live in you, hallelujah, you are going to have millennium while you are on this earth again. Hallelujah. But if you don't allow Him to live in you, brother, sister, is Armageddon. While you are on this earth here. But we believe that Almighty God is able to live in you. That's actually His desire. He wants to have a place. Your body. He wants to dwell in you. And you will never be the same again. You will never fight your wife again. You will never strike again. Hallelujah. You are going to live for Him. Not only today, but every day of your life. You know your behavior. You know what you do when you are under pressure. But do you want to continue like that? You know how much backbiting you are doing? You know how much you are telling people about other brothers and about other sisters? You know that. You know how much you don't want people to say anything about your dressing, about your character. You don't want, but what heaven are you going to? We're encouraging you, brother. We want to make it together. On that day, we want to go together onto the other side. You cannot permit any other spirit to work on you. When the Holy Ghost is there to protect you, when He is living in you, the devil has no access to affect you otherwise. I encourage you, brother, to have the same spirit like what our fathers had. Then you are able to write another book of Acts again. Are you there, brother, sister? Before we pray this morning, it's your opportunity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that you desire to live in the Holy of Holies. You say, Lord, I don't know how to do it. But the life that was being described, that's what I want. How can I get it? Lord, I want that life. Life without enemies. Life without strike. Life without fighting back. Life of enjoying the goodness of the Lord. This is the life I want. Why don't you help me, Lord? I need that. I need that kind of a life to leave behind the veil. Hallelujah. Until the devil who doesn't know what to do with me. Free access. Free access. I want to live in there. I want to get in there. Remember, the curtain was broken for you. When Christ was hanging on the cross, right down in the temple, the veil was broken. And this was done for you. So that you too can walk inside, so that you can have fellowship with the Almighty God. Brother, we are tired of living our own life. We are tired of having our own style of life. When it is possible that you can be a prisoner of Jesus Christ, where you can walk in there, not coming out again, but walking in there, never to come out. You live the rest of your life inside the veil. Then He changes your language. He changes your behavior. He changes your dressing. He changes the way you talk to people. He gives you a new language. He gives you new ways of looking. Everything has become new when you live in the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Your life becomes holy again. Everything around you becomes holy again. Because Almighty God has made the decision to live in you. Are you one of them? You want Him to live in you? You got something that you cannot break out of your life?
You
got some behavior that you cannot break away. But God is able today to help you break it. Hallelujah! So that His life becomes your life too. Hallelujah! You are tired of speaking back to your husband. You are tired of poking the nose of your wife. You are tired. Children don't like you. They are afraid of you. When you are supposed to be the parent. And they are supposed to talk to you. You are supposed to talk to them. But there is a demon that is dwelling in you. That is making you to be so fierce. Until brothers and sisters in
church.
They are afraid of you. Brother, sister, it is possible that that life will be called a life of yesterday. Because something can happen today. Something can work out today. And you can get out of this building new. A new brother. A new product. Because Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Moves inside you and live in there. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Don't you love that, brother, sister? I love it. I love it to be in the presence of the Almighty God, to live in there until temper can't visit you, to live in there until vengeance won't even come around you. Hallelujah! Until the word of God is your life. Praise be the name of the Lord. Oh, brother, sister, I need him. I want to live in that kind of an atmosphere. Amen. Where Almighty God is the ruler. He is the head. He is the only influence that I need in my life. Wherever I go, I go with him. Whatever I do, I do it with him. Every situation around me is me and him. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. Let's just sing this song together. Sing it one more time. Let's be sincere before God. We believe the Lord is in service.
tinodotenda kuti Ishe vari muservice.
And he wants to deal with you. As we commit our hearts before him.
Tichikumikidza moyo yedu pamberi pake.
Into my heart, into my heart, come in to my heart, oh Jesus.